Yeah. Welcome to your mom's house. She's in the kitchen right now making your favorite meal. We'll talk to you in the meantime. What's up, Jeans?
Hi, Denim.
I'm excited to do this. I'm always excited for a new YMH.
We have a lot of good audio for today.
Today's going to be a lot of fun.
It's always a lot of fun at your mom's house.
It is. She makes the bed for you. She hangs up all your favorite old toys. Make sure you can play with your Star Wars stuff that you liked when you were a kid.
Yeah, she wipes your brow when it's sweaty, and she brings you a cup of milk because it's like you like, and cookies.
It's your mom. Jeans, you're going to the Mile High City, right?
Right now, I'm in Denver.
You're going.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's when this airs, huh?
Yeah. This airs on Wednesday.
I'm leaving tomorrow. Day after. Yes,
right.
Tomorrow. Denver, Colorado. Denver Improv, March 6th through 9th. And then after that, the Ultimate Jeans Tour with my husband.
It's going to be fucking crazy.
Where do we start? The 13th?
The 13th, we start at the Bell House in Brooklyn. We're so fucking fired up. All we keep hearing from people, too, is how awesome a venue that is.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So thank you to everybody that has gotten their tickets. If you haven't, please get on it. Buy your tickets. The links are up. They're on our respective sites. YourMom'sHousePodcast.com, TomSegura.com, ChristinaComedy.com. The next day, Knitting Factory is filling up very nicely. Thank you to everybody that has purchased those tickets. That's on Friday in Brooklyn at the Knitting Factory. You can get a discounted ticket if you get it online. Only online do they provide that discount. And then the next day, the 15th, we're in Columbus. Hopefully all the Death Squad Ohio, Columbus, Cleveland, and Toledo and Cincinnati jeans will be up over their nipples. We really need you, Ohio, to come out to make this a success. So we hope you come out on the 15th at Woodlands. And then the very next week, the tour continues. We go to San Fran Mandisco for Cobb's on the 20th. And then we're back in our lovely city of Angels, Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club on Friday the 21st.
Hermosa meaning the brother, the sister.
Hermosa Beach. Beautiful beach. How
That's
lovely.
Exciting. I'm so excited for all these tours.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Nothing better than doing the podcast live.
It's totally different. And we have a treat because next week we'll be actually giving you one of our live shows as a regular show. But this one is fucking crazy. It's the last Pasadena one we did.
Oh,
so like that'll be a regular airing episode next week. Excited about that.
Okay.
What else? There's some more dates.
Which ones?
I don't know. Any
After
other
that,
dates you got?
Yeah, I go to Cleveland in April 10th. Check me out in Cleveland. Other than that, let's not go that far in the future, guys.
Yeah, okay.
And if you haven't gotten your Judge Jeans unit shirt, yeah, I highly recommend getting it.
Put that shit on high and tight, man. What's going on?
So rad. It's the cutest, raddest shirt ever.
Please get that.
Follow us on Twitter at Christina P, at Tom Segura.
Yeah.
To get the updates of our lives.
Yeah, and next week,
see pictures of what the sandwiches are that we're eating.
And we also have, I'll have new sizes that people are going to be excited about next week.
Oh.
But I'll bite my tongue as to which one. Got a lot of requests for this, so that's why we went ahead and ordered it. Mummy. Farts.
Yeah.
Here we go. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Hulu Plus. You've probably tried Hulu.com. Hulu Plus is so much more. That's why they give it the plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like saying Tina Plus.
Which means something that's awesome and then something even awesomer.
There you go. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies in the living room or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. Smartphone means your iPhone, your Samsung Galaxy, your HTC, your Android, whatever, those are called smartphones.
Mm.
They do more than just what a phone does.
Yes, and you can watch your favorite shows on that as well with Hulu Plus, which is something pretty special.
Yeah, or your tablet. I'm a big tablet guy.
Yes, bigger screen.
Big screen.
Bigger than swiping. Your smartphone.
You make fun of me for swiping my finger.
You love to push your fingers on stuff. Yeah.
I like to push buttons. Listen up. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite TV shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, Scandal. Have you heard about Scandal? I keep hearing people talk about Scandal.
Like, I've heard about that, and now we. But if you want to watch it, you can go on Hulu Plus and watch all the episodes, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, people are. I'm thinking I might try Scandal out.
Okay.
Here's some other great offers from Hulu Plus. You can catch shows like Glee, House, Modern Family, and they all are full run series, all episodes from every season, including The X-Files, Arrested Development, Desperate Housewives, Battlestar Galactica, Monk, Psych, SNL, Law and Order. I mean, come on.
Can I tell you, that's probably the best part about Hulu Plus is that you know how you get hooked on a series and you're like, where's the next season? Well, it's all there. And if you want to go back and rewatch things that you've loved in the past, like I watched Beavis and Butthead on Hulu Plus. How great is that? And you get to see them all.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu Originals, like The Wrong Man and Behind the Mask.
Ooh, that's
Hulu's
good.
New docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots.
Whoa, that sounds interesting.
That's cool. And Ernie was here. She said she watches something on Hulu Plus.
Ballet show.
Yeah, the Breaking Point.
Yes.
I think that's what it's called.
Yes.
You also get access to the collection of ad-free movies and kids content. For only $7.99 a month, catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, or catch a great movie. Stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/MOM. That's a special offer, and it's just for you, the little itty-bitty mommy. Make sure you use HuluPlus.com/MOM so you get the extended free trial and they'll know that we sent you. Go to HuluPlus.com/mom right now for your extended 2 week free trial.
Can't beat that. It's such a great product, man. They have so many great things to choose from. Like, whatever mood you're in, if you go to Hulu Plus, you're going to find something. It's great.
I like the device access. That's what does it for me.
It's huge.
Yeah. That's huge. So thank you, Hulu Plus. And guys, please give them a shot. I think you'll be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Happy. Happy.
Why did you say it with that accent?
Happy. Happy.
Why did you say it like that?
I think you might like very much. Happy.
Is that the foreign accent syndrome?
I think you might like, you might go long.
What does she say in that?
She says,
I have a Noah accent.
No, she says, I have not heard my voice.
I have a Noah accent.
I have not heard my voice in 3 years now.
I haven't heard my voice.
I have not heard my voice in 3 years now.
I have not actually heard my voice in a conversation for nearly 3 years now.
3 years now.
So unbelievable.
It's so great. It's so fantastic. There's so much fun coming up right now. What do you say? Let's start this show.
I like to start the show.
Let's start this show. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
No, I do.
Do you still know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I know.
You know
I got you.
Saying?
I got it.
You know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying.
I do. Let's go. Let's do this.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Let's start.
Do you like hip hop, yo?
Know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yo. You know what I'm saying?
아니야? 이거 하지 마.
예. 이거 질림? Hips. Yeah.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
with Tom Segura. And Christina Pajitsky. Welcome to your mom's house.
Positive. Push. Work it. Up. Reach. Go. Balance. Strength. Agility. Go. And high five. Together. Bam. Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
It's a very powerful opening for such a powerful show.
It is. The show goes hardcore.
I feel like doing aerobics to that.
A lot of people, by the way, were messaging me. I guess, maybe Joe had mentioned that he was coming on.
Yes.
So just so you know, he's still coming on. He's not on this episode, obviously. It'd be weird to cut him off this much at this point.
I know.
But he'll be coming on very soon. So
you know what I'm saying?
We look forward to it. You know what I'm saying? He'll be here soon. You know what I'm saying? So Just count on it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Before we get into anything, you know what I'm saying? I just really, really want to thank all the San Jose mommies who came out to support me this last weekend.
Oh,
It was beyond, beyond, beyond anything I could have ever asked for. So you guys really made it spectacular. It was an amazing taping. I have a fantastic submission now, and I just want to thank you guys.
Well, congratulations, James.
Yeah, it was cool.
Thank you to all the little San Jose-y mommies.
Well, when the little mommies come out, it becomes big mommies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They really do it big there, man.
That
they don't fuck
theater,
around.
And it's such a gorgeous theater, and it was like full to the balcony on the second show on Saturday. Ooh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I bet they hooked you up, too. The club was probably like, you know, these people came out. Now we want to give some of it to you. Right?
That's not how that goes, but it was pretty cool.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Otherwise, I like knowing that the mommies were in the audience.
Well, that's great. You know
what
I'm saying?
Whoa, mental. I think
that's a
telepathic, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm
that's
saying?
Kind of like I feel like I owe you one. Here you go.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
You were jonesing for that earlier.
Yeah. Sometimes these clips get wedged in my head, as I imagine they do yours too.
Yes.
And everybody who listens to the show, you the listener, obvi.
But it's interesting that you were like, I really have this playing in my head right now.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
I mean, what does that say about what's going on in your head?
Fuck me in my head, man.
Fuck me. Feels
fuck
good.
Me.
Feels good when you fuck me. He says, it feels good when you're fucking
stop
me.
Stop it. I'm going to throw up.
He says, and it feels good. It feels good. He tells the imaginary person that it feels good to them, and then he says it feels good to him, too. I swear to you. He's like, you like fucking me, and it feels good.
I didn't catch that bit.
He's super he's super positive about it.
Ooh.
Fuck me. Fuck me. You're fucking me. You're fucking me, man. You're fucking me. You're fucking me.
It
feels good.
I can't. It's so funny.
Don't it.
No.
So it feels
fuck
good to you.
Fuck me in my ass, man. Shit. Shit. Fuck me in my ass.
Stop
man.
It. My stomach hurts. My stomach
fuck
hurts.
You fucking ass. Shit. Oh, shit. Feels good.
Now it feels good to him.
Oh, shit feels good. Fuck me in my ass.
Stop it. Just pause it for a minute.
It was...
Just please.
If it was feels good, don't it? That means,
right.
Doesn't it feel good to you? And then he goes, oh, the shit feels good. So that's when it became that it feels good to him.
Well, woo. For those of you who don't know that clip, that one is called Homeless Guy Gets Raped by a Ghost. Isn't that right?
It's Homeless Guy Gets Raped by a Gay Ghost.
A Gay Ghost.
Yeah.
You have to understand, this man is not having sex with anybody or anything.
No, he's lying on his back with his legs pulled up to have his tie-dye changed. And his pants are down. He's exposed. And he's fully having sex in his mind.
In his mind.
And he's talking through it. Fuck me in my ass, man. It feels good, don't it?
Wow, you sound really a lot like him.
That could be.
That was really good, Tom.
Feels good, don't it?
You do a good homeless guy. It's really it's so funny. You look homeless.
Oh, please.
And then you do the voice of one.
You know that when I, the very first time I met with an agent, my first Hollywood agent meeting,
yeah,
I sat down at a table. There's like seven agents there.
Mm-hmm. They always know how to make you feel good, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the beginning of your career. But go ahead.
They were like, you know, we saw your stand up. We really enjoyed it. And my whole thing was that I wanted to break into acting more. I was like, look, I just want to get in rooms, get opportunities to book roles. And
right.
The lady who oversees the television department looked me dead in my face and she goes, there's a number of big homeless roles coming up that I think you'd be perfect for. And I was like, huh. And I was like, are you?
That's
neat. She was like, yeah, because there's that thing. Remember the guy who's homeless and that? Tom would be good for that.
Well, do your voice. You should go back
fuck
to that.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Do you have these same agents today?
I do.
I say you set up a meeting with
and
all
I would
of
say,
them.
I would say they dropped the ball. I haven't been able to go out for any homeless roles.
I think it's just because they haven't heard this voice that you've been doing. I think you should set a meeting with all of them
feels,
and be like,
feel good when you're fucking me.
Fuck me, man. Fuck me. Fuck me. You fucking me good. Fuck me. Fuck me.
So demanding.
Man.
So demanding.
Oh, ride that horse.
Ride that horse.
Fuck me. Oh, fuck it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, man.
Oh, my God.
Shit, get in that asshole, man.
Why couldn't that happen to me? Why couldn't that happen to me in life?
What? I'm sorry, which part?
That I stumble upon this guy. I feel like the heavens would open and I would just ascend.
You know, this is one of those things that in a world of suffering and awfulness, God himself places little goodies like this in your way. God himself sprinkles light and love in your direction. And sometimes it's in the form of a homeless man getting imaginary raped by a ghost. Sometimes it is that.
Yeah.
God damn, that's so funny, dude. I like hearing the guy behind the camera laugh eventually.
He holds on for a long
time.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Well.
Fuck me in my ass.
What was this? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it was sent to us by a listener. It's like Japanese girls talking at the beginning. It's very quick.
Yeah, they're talking about, they're like, you like hip hop?
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then she tries to say it, and it's so cute.
And she's trying to sound like hip hop.
Yeah.
Like she's down.
Yeah.
Do you like hip hop, yo?
You like hip hop, yo? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? And you? 이거 하지 마요. 예. 2957님, 힙생.
It probably blows. I'm sure in any language, like you hear English for as long as you do.
Yeah.
And then you hear like that patois and you're like, what the fuck? What is that? You know
of
what
course.
I mean? If you're not familiar with English, English isn't your first language.
Oh, I mean, I listen to Brazilian music. You hear me listening to the Portuguese, the bossa nova music all the time.
You love that stuff.
And I only know a handful of words. You know, obviously, obrigado, and they always say, jeje mais. Everything is jeje mais. And I'm trying to think of another word. There's always corazao.
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 What is the that Ides of March?
Aguas de Marcho.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say it. Yeah, see, I can mimic what they're saying.
Oh, no.
Yeah. El Fino Camino. Yeah. El Pau, El Pedro, El Fino Camino.
Oh.
Yeah. O Foundum de Shosh. O Shosh Odagio.
Look at you.
Look, yeah, I'm like the Japanese girl to Portuguese. Yeah.
We're on Brazilian in your mom's house right now. And they're like, ah.
There's two, yeah,
for sure.
Brazilian dudes making fun of me right now.
And then there's German guys making fun of us. So many different ways to approach you know what I'm saying. There was a Japanese girl.
That was cool. International. Here's,
we found out from a lot of, apparently some of our listeners have hung out with Skinhead Rob.
I'm sorry?
Shout out to homeboy Mitch, you know what I'm saying? Slickster. Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mutual homie. Good motherfucker right there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? He's only going to fuck with the real, you know what I'm saying? So, real recognized, real game, recognized game, you know what I'm saying?
People know him that listen to our
I
show.
I don't understand.
They're like, that's Skinhead Rob. I know him. I used to hang out with him.
What do you mean?
I got like 10, 15 tweets like that.
Skinhead Rob, you know.
Makes music. He used to be a skinhead. Oh, now he makes music. And you know what I'm saying? People know him. He's from like Fresno or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, I know him.
Oh, he's California based.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that, yeah, wow.
Real recognized real. You know what I'm saying? He just said it.
He
did
say that. Yeah, he did say that.
This is this is not Skinhead Rob, but you know.
Wait a minute. So let me wrap my head around this. So the guy calls himself Skinhead Rob is a rapper now, and under the name of Skinhead Rob, or that's just his former alias.
It's
pretty bold to go around being like, my name's Skinhead Rob.
He has a Wikipedia. Holy shit.
Yeah.
His name is Rob Aston. He's an American rapper, best known as a founding member of the rap rock group The Transplants. He is also the singer in a D-beat punk band called Death March. His career began as a roadie for AFI and Rancid.
I know those two. Okay.
He became involved in The Transplants. Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At the end of 2000. All right. He joined Houston rapper Paul Wall.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah. You remember Paul Wall.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really talk about his life. I just know that that's what he goes by. Yeah, he looks like he's got a crazy grill in this thing here.
So did Paul Wall, if I recall correctly.
Paul Wall?
Didn't he have like a crazy grill?
He makes grills.
A white guy with a grill.
No, yeah, yeah. He makes them.
Oh, okay.
Paul
Wall.
What was his big jam?
You know, I'm thinking of Mike Jones. For some reason, I get the two of them confused.
No, they're both Texas guys. You're not wrong.
Mike Jones.
Yeah.
Remember that guy. Paul Wall sounds similar to me in my head. I don't know.
This says, what the fuck is his big... He did... His whole thing was doing that Chopped and Screwed shit, right? That was Paul Wall.
Like, I know this. Come on. This is not my genre, bro.
All right. This has 5 million views. This, whatever this Paul Wall is.
Yes, yes. I remember this type of shit.
Yeah. You know what always makes me crazy about artists like this? They always have 8 versions of every song.
I know.
So you're like, if you like one, you're like, oh, I like that song that person made. You search for it and you're like, why does the same title sound different 16 times?
They
remake every fucking version of their song.
And they're like, it's the dick tip version. It's the super... And you're like, one I like? Can you just play the fucking version I'm into?
I got this one is dipped in chocolate, and then that's why we released that one.
Yeah, this one's called Fuck Me in My Ass.
Fuck me in my ass, man. Fuck me good. Feels good when you're fucking me.
That is identical. I mean, you really have a talent.
Feel good when you're fucking me.
You gotta... That is amazing, Tommy. Okay. I like this. La 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 la. I'm with that big bank Hank, that Poppy Joe and
Box, trunk bump like chicken pox, turn the bass up just a notch. You see them blaze chopping, you see that trunk popping. So anyways, that's
Skinhead Rob's friend.
Skinhead Rob knows what he's saying. Who else knows what they're saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I told you.
I'm saying.
Look, I said that.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
That was Weird Al chopped up an interview with Eminem.
Eminem is another king of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I forgot entirely about him.
We have Asian now. We have two white guys. Huh. Does any other race say, you know what I'm saying?
Beats me. I'm at a loss here.
Here's a little teaser.
Eurasians? Pacific Islanders.
I'm trying to.
Canadians.
I can't put my finger on it.
Ah.
I told her, and I told her, I said, you know what I'm saying? My bad.
That's
only
the part I don't know what you're saying. And I don't know what you mean. You say, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying. Most of what you said so far, I do. But right now, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you mean.
Like I'm saying, no.
Like you're saying what? You ain't saying what?
I'm trying.
Go ahead.
All right.
Judge Mathis.
It's so good.
We got to send this a few times.
My stomach's going to, I'm going to throw up everywhere. I don't know if I can get through this.
He is fucking hysterical. Judge Mathis made, you know, his show. People come in, obviously he's a TV judge. This dude says, you know what I'm saying, to him like 500 times. And he can't take it anymore. And then I'll just let it play. It's so ridiculous.
That part, you already said
okay,
that.
Now, June came along, and I was supposed to pay her. I called her, and I told her, like, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of stuck. I got $40 for you. You know what I'm saying? She like, oh, that's not going to work. I'm like, cool. You know what I'm saying? I can understand that. I think it was like 2 weeks or something like that. Like, come on, just give me 2 weeks to give you something. She gave me the 2 weeks. I'm like, okay. Like, not even 2 weeks passed, like 11 days or something. You know what I'm saying? She called, like, are you going to have that for me? I'm like, yeah. 2 weeks came, I'm like, I ain't even got it.
So this is the second time you broke the agreement.
No, I didn't wreck it. But like I'm saying.
Well, you did. What do you think not being able to pay it like this? Be quiet, listen.
Okay.
What do you believe it is when you tell a person, I'm going to give you some money, and then you do not give it to them?
If you listen to me, I'm about to tell you.
No, you listen to me.
Oh, shit.
Answer that question.
All right, say it again.
Say it again. What does it mean, you know what I mean? When you when you tell someone that you're gonna pay him, you see what I'm saying?
And you don't pay him,
you know what I mean?
That means I didn't pay them, it's all supposed to pay them their money.
Right. If you don't pay a person when you tell them you are, you know what I mean? That means you've breached the agreement, you see what I'm saying? And as a result, you haven't paid her yet, you know what I mean? So you're gonna have to pay her today, you see what I'm saying? So $640 for the plaintiff, you know what I mean? Because he hasn't paid you like he said he was gonna pay, you see what I'm saying? So judgment for the plaintiff. Have a good day.
Oh my god. Oh. Judge Mathis. I had no idea he was so funny.
Dude, oh, that is
so great.
Incredible.
Do you think judges can do that on non-TV shows?
Definitely.
Like, can you just do that in a regular courtroom?
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Sass
judges
off?
Can do anything they want.
Whatever it is.
That you, as long as you can look yourself in the mirror. Don't you remember the judge? We played him on this show. We played the judge on this show who the girl was a smartass to him.
Oh.
And he was like, come back here. What did you say? It was in Miami.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he's like, okay, bail is now $5,000. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, all right. Like, I forget. I think she flicks him off. He's like, come back here. He calls her back twice.
Yep.
And then he had her on. He had her again. He had a special hearing. Like with her whole family, and she's like bawling, asking for
forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, because that's, you don't want to piss off the judge.
No.
I don't know why people even talk back. You should never push back on law. It's really a bad idea.
Yeah, never. I mean, a judge, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, I fought the law, and who wins? The law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, here it is. Here. I have it right here.
It shut the front door.
Oh,
it's a good
so
one.
Amazing.
It's a good one.
Good morning, Soto. You're being charged with possession of Xanax.
Xanax.
What?
Yes, I don't know what that is. What is that?
Xanax bars. Oh. How they refer to them.
Xanax bars. All right. I understand you're eligible for hotel service.
No objection. She has no priors. She's being charged per pill, which is improper. It should just be one count.
It's already a bet. She's you can tell body language. She's like, she's holding her hands like under her face, and she's smiling. Like she kind of smiled when he was like, "What's that?" So she's already like kind of like, "You should be serious."
Yeah, she's not really taking the moment seriously. Yeah,
and then she takes it less seriously here.
Oh boy.
Ms. Soto, are you working?
Yes.
How much money are you making a week, approximately?
Approximately about $200 a week.
Okay, and do you own any property of value, a house, a car, a bank account, significant amounts of jewelry?
Yes.
What do you own?
I own a lot of jewelry, all right, okay. As well as
go ahead.
A car.
Well, how much would you say your jewelry is worth? Well, it's not a joke, you know. We are not in a club now.
Okay, but it's, you know. Hey,
well, you see,
we are not in a
club. Be serious about it.
I'm serious about it. You're being very serious.
I can see you're serious, all right.
You just made me laugh. I apologize.
It's all right. How much is your jewelry worth?
It's worth a lot of money.
Like what?
Like Rick Ross. It's worth money.
Have you had any kind of drugs in the last 24 hours?
Actually, no.
Judge, I'll make it easy for the court, respectfully. I'll accept appointment at this time.
No, no, I'm going to appoint you because you own a lot of substantial amounts of jewelry. You can go and sell your jewelry for a private...
She's laughing and, like, covering her mouth.
Oh, she's so loaded.
Oh my God.
Either loaded or mentally ill or...
Well, she's also, like, not standing still.
Yeah, she's loaded.
She's fucked up.
You don't show up to the court date loaded.
I believe she says, like, adios.
She's
not
like,
what if you stand the bond?
It should be...
It's going to be no PTS.
Okay, $5,000 on count one.
Here
and
we
then
go.
The rest should be ROR.
Listen to this dumb bitch. To a judge who's sentencing you. So fucking stupid.
This thing's also requesting a referral to Division 51.
All right, fucking get to it.
Because she has no power.
Count one would be $5,000 for our cost found. Count two would be ROR.
She's high as shit, though.
Yeah.
This is requesting ROR on count 2 through 26.
And refer to Division 51.
Is Ricky Ricardo the judge?
Pretty much. I think that's why she laughed.
Babalu. Okay. Lucy.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Oh.
Come back, ma'am. Come back.
Here we go.
Come back. Give me the paper again.
Shit.
She's laughing. She's about to stop laughing, though, right?
Count one would be $10,000.
Oh. Shit.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.
Damn.
Oh, then she just flaked him off.
Come back again. Come back again. Bring him back again.
Shit, what an idiot.
It's exciting, though.
I heard you saying to...
Yes, I did. I'm not going to the game.
I believe you... Did you say...
Actually, I
did. You say that?
Yes, sir, I did.
Oh, you did say that? I find you in direct criminal contempt. 30 days in the county jail.
Whoa. So fucking awesome.
So scary, dude.
I wish he would have done something, like a physical...
Physical labor?
No, like a punishment was like say goodbye to your three fingers on your right hand,
like it's Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, those three fingers are gone.
That would be a little unconstitutional, but
yeah, but
yeah,
sends the right message.
That is so. That girl's so fucked up, dude. Would you ever fuck with a judge like that?
Yeah,
that is so dumb.
No, fuck no.
Damn, what a dumb fucking bitch.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of that judge. I love it.
Yeah, I like his thick Cuban accent, too. That's pretty funny. Is he in Miami? I'm just guessing.
No, that's...
Florida?
Yeah. That's so... Well, it's so presumptuous.
It's totally Florida.
Yeah, it was. Miami.
Of course, M-I-A-Yo.
So this is probably a good time to do this. Hmm. In keeping with the You Know What I'm Sayings... We've hit so many different You Know What I'm Sayings. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
All the different You Know What I'm Sayings. they're all an inspiration to us. We love all the you-know-what-I'm-sayings. We hope you keep sending you-know-what-I'm-sayings in, you know what I'm saying? And we made a request. I threw this idea out there. I told you, I bet we can just ask for a you-know-what-I'm-saying song. Mm. And I think that, you know what I'm saying, people would respond to it.
You know what I'm saying? Is that right? You know what I'm saying?
So we threw that idea out there, and then, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
People did respond. These guys are amazing, by the way. A lot of you are. I can't remember everybody who sent in excellent music, but a lot of you are. I'm trying to remember. Max Newman, Pete Murphy. Yeah. There's so many of you. I'm sorry, but these guys have been crushing it. Ghost Crew. They sent in the Sharkeesha song. They sent in one of the...
Sharkeesha Week?
Yeah. They sent in one of the It Ain't Greasy songs. And then they sent in Know What I'm Saying Right Now.
No!
And it's absolutely amazing.
I can't wait for
this. So here's the worldwide debut of Ghost Crew's You Know What I'm Saying.
Mm.
Let's give it a listen. All right?
You know what I'm saying? Honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know what I'm saying?
Like this. You know what I'm saying?
My mom now.
You know what I'm saying?
By that same French exodus.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
The mayor of Know What I'm Saying.
Yeah, he wants to be the mayor.
Here we go. You know what I'm saying?
Like this. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, these guys are incredible. They're incredible.
So much talent.
And there's so many of you that are so talented that this is an idea we've been talking about. So if you have sent in music and we played it on the show, keep an eye out over the next week for an email from us as we are trying to assemble a special audio release. And we'd love if you check your email.
Release. Fuck.
If we can get your
it's childish
approval, if you respond to what we are putting out, to pick it up, what we're putting down, we will we'll be able to do this with your collaboration. So, release. Pay attention and more Ghost Crew.
You know what I'm saying?
Pull off the bumper suit.
Honestly, you know what I'm saying, like. You know what I'm saying?
Do anyone understand that?
Unfucking believable.
Wow.
Here's what I love about this one in particular. They sampled so many specific YMH drops.
Yes.
Like, there was a ton in there.
Wow, I heard
Rodman,
French.
Orson Welles, different, you know what I'm saying? It's fantastic.
Fuck me in my ass.
Fuck me in my
there?
Ass guy, guy was right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus. Come on. What bases did we not cover?
Fuck me. I love it when you're fucking me.
Honestly, we had everything. It was so good. Have we had an Honestly song? Like a Jules? I'm sure we have.
No.
We have. But.
People, we got a song, I think we played it on 200, where people sent in. Songs for Maria, like Maria Jules song, like mashups.
Oh my god!
You know?
Oh my god!
That's what I believe we had. Where is
fucking
it?
Fucking me!
Fuck me when you're fucking me. I love it when you're fucking me.
Oh yeah, here it is. Let's see, Maria. Yeah, this is a Maria Jules mashup. I think.
I love it when you.
Which is the porn star? Which is my sister?
Yes.
Which is Maria? And which is a real porn star?
Oh, oh my god, I love the game.
Oh.
A bunch of people know that I fart on people's faces. I want to be blasted in my face.
Oh my god.
I fart on people's faces. I love it.
I love it.
I fart on people's faces. I want to be blasted in my face.
Oh my god.
I fart on people's faces. Christopher. dating, just put it in there.
In there.
What? Come over here and shit on my tits. Shit on my tits. Shit on my tits. What? Come over here and shit on my tits. Shit on my tits. Shit on my tits.
Phenomenal. This is the
I
other
swear,
one.
I can listen
honestly,
to this whole.
It wasn't until they were like, "He has two in you, you have three in you." So I was like, "Whoa, I'm proud of myself."
I'm proud of myself. Wow.
Which is my sister?
Love it, love it, love it. Oh my god, fabulous. My that's the big one.
Which is my sister?
Oh my god, it's fucking huge.
No, it's really okay. They're all amazing. They're amazing.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
You know what the best part about our listener music is that this music gives me so much joy. Like I could listen to this shit all day as opposed to like real songs.
Yeah.
This is better than any top 40 piece of shit song they're playing on the radio. That's for sure.
Like what? This me in the club, the same host in the parking lot bopping. They see me
like
in the
Jag, acting bad with T. Ferris. Open mouth and showcase ice and you gon' see about 20 carats. I'm with the goo, you 15900 in the Tahoe 124s. I'm the truth, I got they glow. I can't wait to go back to Houston, by the way. I believe it's pronounced Houston. If you're in New York City, it's Houston.
H-Town. It is.
I know, isn't that stupid that they call it? You want to pour some wine for me? Shit.
Shit, bitch.
Shit, man, we've been looking about all day. I got no wine in my glass.
Fuck me in my ass.
Fuck me in my ass. Isn't that weird, though, that they call it Houston and that's Houston? Not only that, in L.A., it's Rodeo, but everywhere else, it's Rodeo. Hello, has no comedian written a bit about that? What's the deal, guys?
What's the deal? That's right now. That's right now. I am one who also looks at that and says Rodeo in my mind. We should all be saying
but
Rodeo.
It's Rodeo.
What? What is that?
Sorry, it's the chair rubbing against the desk.
And then Soho is south of Houston.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Whatever, dude.
Death.
Well, okay. Is that what you know what? It's interesting you burp like that. I didn't have a satisfying bowel movement this morning. It was a lot of build up, like a lot of painful intestinal discomfort and like kind of just like a little kibble.
Speaking of intestinal discomfort, did you like the alert that came up on my phone?
Yeah.
That said a high protein diet is as dangerous as smoking 20 cigarettes a day.
You know, who knows what these studies, every week it's something different, but I can see if it's animal protein and high fat animal protein. Like if you're eating steaks, obvi, hello, but like chicken breast, I'm like, come on now, come on now, come on now.
Come on now. Fuck me when you're fucking me. In my asshole.
That just goes to show that these wackadoodle vegetarians, the Robin Wrights of the world, your girlfriend Robin Wright.
Stop talking badly about her.
I'm not. I'm actually about to compliment her and everyone that's like, I'm a vegetarian, vegan. Maybe they're right.
Maybe they're right.
Because those people don't drop dead of, what is it, of heart cancer? What are they saying? What is it, heart attacks?
Yeah.
I mean, how many vegans drop dead of heart attacks? I don't know. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
You still know what I'm saying?
I still know what you're saying.
By the way, how much do you love Weird Al Yankovic? I feel like he's a national treasure. He's been around for ages, dude.
He's amazing.
And he's a nice man. I met him one time at an art show, and quite possibly one of the kindest people in show business, despite being in this business for as long as he has.
Really?
Oh, my God. And he wears that wacky white suit with big shoulder pads.
He's always wearing that?
It's like his trademark look is the wacky white suit, you know? And he, he's super sweet. And you can walk up to him and be like, holy fuck, Weird Al. And he's just normal and nice to you.
Oh, yeah. He does wear crazy shit, huh?
Yeah. And he doesn't seem sad like sometimes old showbiz dudes do. Like, he's super, like, actually pretty happy.
Yeah. I know that if you talk to, like, I guess he's friends and does stuff with a lot of the more, alt comics out here.
Everybody does he?
Yeah, I mean, like, they all know him for whatever reason, and they all speak incredibly highly of him.
Yeah, he's super sweet.
Yeah.
Remember, like, growing up and, like, that I'm Fat song and all that? That was really good.
Oh, my God.
He was a genius. I thought he was a fucking genius.
Dude. Oh, of course. I sang that song at a talent show.
Good for you. Did
before
you win?
Before I was fat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
kind of bums me out now whenever I see that song or hear it. I'm like, oh, why did I sing that?
Yep, there you go. You set it up. You set up the pins.
Yeah, why did I have to sing that?
It's all right, Tommy. Don't hate yourself.
I didn't want to sing that. God damn it.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you were looking at the board like, oh, motherfucker.
Oh, motherfucker. Speaking of awesome guys in this awesome business.
Yeah.
You sent me this as well.
Yeah.
This is fun.
So you two, dig up dinosaurs?
Well.
Try it soon. You'll have to get used to Dr. Malcolm.
So
silly.
That's his awesome laugh. And then you get to this awesomeness. Is it gonna?
Is it, it's good. It's good wine. We're drinking Robert Mondavi.
Why isn't it playing?
I don't know what happened. I sent you. It's just the link, right? To yeah. The. I don't know. It's a SoundCloud thing. Yeah.
It's playing. It's 20 seconds in. That's weird.
Oh, shit, biscuits.
Why isn't that playing?
Oh, James.
Shit.
Fuck
me. You're fucking me.
You're fucking me in my ass.
You're fucking me.
That clip is fucking us in our show asshole right now.
Our show asshole is highly penetrated right now. Where is this?
Is it working now?
So you two, dig up dinosaurs?
Well.
Try it soon.
As much as those laughs are good, I feel like there's better laughs. That's a good laugh. I think the all-time best laugh on this show is probably right here.
Okay. It's like multiple choice.
I think that is the best laugh.
I mean, Tommy, multiple choice. Two questions.
You sound... Are you okay?
I feel so funny. I can't believe I'm laughing this hard.
So crazy.
Aww. I love him. I miss him. I hope we get to do that cruise with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be exciting.
They're throwing that in the ring.
I wouldn't mind.
Possibly.
We'll see.
It's a possibility.
I miss your parents. I actually like your parents a lot. I like your family more than I like my family sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, James.
That's true.
That Jeff Goldblum thing's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum, he's such like a whack-a-noodle. Like, he always does these quirky little things in films. I guess that's his trademark, is to be kind of, you know, quirky. Remember The Fly? Did you watch that as a kid?
Yes.
I had a hard time watching that whole movie because it was so disgusting. It was majorly gross.
Got some good ones for us?
Oh, yeah. You have them.
Okay.
Will you read them from the emails?
Sure.
I put them together. I don't have it in front of me. Yeah. There's some humdingers, if you will. Listener submissions. It in greasy.
Would you rathers? Here we go. Here you go. All right. From Adam Z. You and your partner, wife, etc. are sleeping in bed. one of you will piss the bed badly. I guess that means in great abundance.
Yes.
Would you rather it be you or your partner?
It's a good one, right?
That's pretty good.
Fuck.
Whose piss would I rather it be?
Bro. I mean, bro.
I think I know.
What do you mean?
I would rather it be you.
Why?
Because, A, no shame, no embarrassment on me.
True.
Because I don't want to feel the shame and like, oh my God, I'm a 34-year-old man. Just pissed. Like,
it's true.
I'd rather it be you for that purpose. And also, you know, if you were to pee right on top of me, it's kind of arousing. So let's say you urinate the bed, but your leg is up and you're kind of straddling me.
Yeah.
Then I get, you know, sexually gratified.
But then we'll drown Theo in my pee.
That's fine.
I was kind of thinking along the lines... He doesn't want to lick the pee.
He would.
I was thinking along the lines of, I want you to do it, because, like, it would feel nice and warm at first on a cold winter's night.
Yeah.
If your peener was up against my back, and then you just pee on my back, it would be nice.
I remember we went whitewater rafting one time years ago.
Yeah.
And it was cold. The water was really cold. And then I'd fallen in, and I stepped out. The raft went down. I'm standing there in the... And I'm... You're wet and cold. Cold water, and it's cold outside. Freezing. And then I had to piss, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to piss in this... whatever, the shorts, the pants that I was wearing.
Good call.
But it felt like I was burning because I was so cold. Aww. And the pee was so hot. It actually felt like fire. But then, you know, I got an erection immediately.
Huh. Yeah, surfers do that. They pee in their wetsuits to keep them warm.
Yeah?
You know, urine is fairly sterile. I'm not too skeeved out. The only bummer is that it gets cold real quick. And then you got to wake up, change those sheets. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm the pisser. You change the sheets every night.
Every night.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoever pees has to clean the sheets, right? That's kind of how it goes.
I would think so.
So you pee, you clean the sheets every night.
So you really just want to save yourself from having to do laundry?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a hassle to take the sheets off in the middle of the night, because you have to. You can't sleep on piss. It gets cold and grody. We could get rubber sheets, you know?
That's what we would get into. We would get into latex.
Yeah.
We would definitely get into latex.
Get into it.
Yeah, and then we do latex practices.
Latex, you know what I would play?
Do? I would, I mean... Does this mean I'm not allowed to put a dye on you? Does this mean that I can't make a bed out of dye-dyes?
Well, yeah, of course you can. I mean, that's what married people do.
Maybe we get a dye bed.
They dress each other up as small infants and build adult-sized cribs.
Yeah.
That's just what married people do.
I think I would do that.
You bottle feed me, or you strap on a fake breast, and I suckle from your imaginary teeth. You can pretend to fuck me in my ass.
Fuck me when you fucking me. Fuck me in my asshole, man.
Man. Yeah, I pick you, because then you have to clean up.
I would go with you. So we're each choosing the partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one pissing the bed.
I mean, I got no shame in my pee game.
When was the last time you peed your bed?
Like 10.
Mine was 10, 11 or whatever, some age like that. And then one time in high school, I fully pissed my bed.
Like, did you have a dream or something?
Yeah.
And then you woke up, man.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy shit. I flipped the mattress over.
Oh, well, yeah, I would do that too.
Yeah. I was like 16 or 17. That's I was like, smart. What the fuck?
Well, I've had those pee dreams, and then you wake up and you have to pee.
Yeah. This one,
your body
doesn't
let it go.
I went right into it.
Stupid. You're so dumb.
Excuse me?
Huh?
What?
You should be ashamed of yourself. So stupid. Who does that?
All right. This one is so ridiculous. This one needs assistance. Let me pull this up for you. This is really ridiculous. Somebody said, would you rather get, I guess... penetrated by this guy here.
I gave him the grease.
I give him the grease.
This guy. Would you rather have him have sex with you? Or would you rather, like, he's going to do it to you, or you have to have sex with...
Fuck me in my ass, man.
The fuck me in my ass guy.
God damn it.
Again, your choices are B, penetrated by...
I give him the grease.
Or you do the penetration, but it's to...
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Really good one, by the way.
Really that's, good.
That's from Frodo Milanakis.
Frodo, excellent work.
Mm.
Listen, I know where I'm going with this. I would much rather be the guy, the fuck me in my ass guy, to fuck that guy, because he's so appreciative. I mean, he's so on board. You're going to feel like a champ. The other guy is really about hurting you.
Yeah, the other guy's a real sexual predator.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Plus, I don't really want to finger my own asshole, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the other scenario, you're fingering, you in particular have to finger the homeless guy's asshole. Mm,
but he's so into it, and he's so appreciative, like
that's
I
what
said.
You think about?
I think it would be a good show.
Oh, you fucking me.
I feel like I wouldn't have to do much, and that guy would just be so happy. He's kind of like it's a win-win, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're saying.
I make somebody's day,
no,
you know,
I know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Easy for me, easy for him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it. I feel like I know what you're saying.
I like his enthusiasm, the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like his joie de vivre, if you will.
He's really into it. Like, I've never...
Yeah, I like an appreciative lover, you know? You know
that,
what I'm saying?
He had that appreciation for nobody there. Imagine if there was an actual person inside of him.
Right. Right. That's, I guess,
I mean,
that's
have you ever had a lover that appreciative?
I don't know.
Feels good when you're fucking me.
No. No, have you? I mean...
No.
And he's so vociferous about it as well.
I thought the most you could hope for was a couple moans and groans. I didn't know you could get, oh, it's good when you're fucking me. I didn't know that was possible.
Right. So vocal. So expressive, if you will.
Jesus.
Yeah. He enjoys it. He enjoys everything in life. I wonder if he enjoys sweets and, you know, eating as much as that. And
I am I'm definitely fucking the homeless guy in his ass. I never thought those words would come out of my mouth, but in this scenario, I am definitely fucking that homeless guy in his ass.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
That's the beauty of your mom's house. You never know what you'll be up against. You don't know what you're going to say on this show.
I didn't know I was going to say that. I didn't know.
Did you when you woke up this morning?
I didn't know that the other option that presented to me would lead me to saying, I'm definitely fucking the homeless guy in his ass.
I think I'm going to pass out. I've laughed a lot. I'm like lightheaded from laughing.
Yeah, Jesus.
God damn. That was really quite an option, a choice. Thank you.
Yeah, that was really...
Fuck me. You're fucking me. Feels good. Feels good when you're fucking me.
Oh, my life.
This
stars in heaven.
This last one, I think it's coming from the same person. I can't really tell.
Hmm.
Did you get two from somebody?
No.
No? Okay.
I probably just forgot to copy and paste the name.
Oh, okay.
All right. Had to get me on the sip. I almost came out of my nose. The wine almost came out of my
nose. Well, this one says, would you rather be 2 inches... from King Ripper's asshole during one of his fart videos?
Hmm.
Or, and I actually think this is brilliant. Actually do. I'll tell you why. Or 2 inches from his face during one of his glutton videos.
Oh, gross.
I actually feel like being near that guy's mouth is so fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah, look at all that. Meatballs and onions and cabbage. Oh, I already wanted to throw me.
He's so disgusting.
You know, but every time we play him, a smile comes to my face.
Yeah.
I feel as though King Ass Ripper really has a talent. I'm going to go with Ripper's mouth. As disgusting as he is, I mean, at some point he has to kiss a girl and he has to brush his teeth. I'm not saying it's going to be good.
But why wouldn't you want to be near his asshole?
Oh my God.
2 inches from it.
Because I think there's a lot of shit sprays. Like, I think a lot of shit freckles come out. I don't like sprinkles, shit sprinkles.
Yeah.
And you're going to get some shit spray on your face if it's close enough. What do you think? You don't think that he sprays? That's why the brown stains are on his panties and stuff, because he sprays brown when he farts.
Damn, I'm having a big ass fucking breakfast.
Oh, it's horrifying.
Yeah, his eating, though, it's so fucking gross.
Yeah, he's disgusting. He really is an animal.
Yeah, I think the farts are, they're too crazy. His farts are so crazy.
Hey, speaking of farts, what happened in the shower?
Oh, damn.
Well, you know.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
People have been talking about playing with the pitch of your farts. And one thing that affects your fart noise is if you have water passing through your butt crevice.
Oh, interesting. We haven't gone down that path yet.
The water will also affect the pitch. It's a really fun thing to do. So I had a nice flow, water flow was running down my back and into the crevice, my butt cheeks. And then I, and the water made it, make that. You came running in. You said, "What was that? Father, is the bird here with the message for the family?"
Well, because I was sitting in the living room typing and I heard this sound like,
yeah.
And I just shot up like a flash, and I was like, what was that?
You thought it was a pigeon.
I was worried that it was Theo. I thought it was either the dog is sick or something bad came out of your butt. And chances are, it's usually something coming out of your butt.
It was something coming out of my butt. I fooled you.
But a lot of bad stuff.
I think I'm with you. Unfortunately, I feel like being near his farts would be too much. I think King Ash Ripper is just too much.
That's intense. He's got a lot going on. Bro,
yeah,
bro,
yeah,
bro.
Yep. That's it, Jeans. We got to go. We love you. Oh, don't forget what I forgot to mention earlier. March 15th, my special premieres on Netflix.
You forgot. You should have said that at the top of the show.
I know. But once, here's the thing. Once March 15th hits, you can watch it anytime on Netflix. It's the beauty of Netflix.
It is cool. That's so Netflix. Exciting. And then the album, the audio album drops.
Yes, the audio album comes out, I believe, 3 days later on the 18th.
Fantastic. And I'm holding my album just, you know, we had some production issues. So April, yeah. Yes. Just so you guys know.
April.
So that's it.
That's so rad, Jeans. Bro. I mean, this Theo painting is like the most magical. I mean, we have two portraits of our dog right now. But the one that we have on the desk is the tits one. And it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's perfect. We love it. We love this show. We're so appreciative of you as our audience. Please please keep listening. Thank you for listening. And check out your mom's house podcast.com. Please come to these live shows if you get a chance. They're just so fucking fun.
It's a different experience, and we love meeting you guys, and we love talking with you. And yeah, I hope to see you there.
All right.
Bye, Jeans.
Bye, Mommy Jeans. Meow. Love you. Love you, little Jeans.
I did. Well, it's time to end the podcast now. We've had some laughs and then talked brown. Well, it's time to end the podcast now. We've had some laughs, and we hope you all come running back. Now we've had some fun, and had some laughs, but please